Topic now for January the 14th on day 4. Let's talk about opinions and opinions we have about human beings and other people, other persons. We are going to go into the Samayik. That is the topic of today's Samayik, opinions about others, living beings. And so there is the opinion and the pure self. There is the self on this side and then there is the opinion. As long as you have the opinions, you will not be able to see the self. So if you can become free from opinions, you will be able to see the self in the other person. Let us do a very simple Samayik. Whoever the person that you cannot see the pure soul in that person, as you close your eyes, recognize that there is an opinion behind. There is an opinion, that is why it prevents you from seeing the pure soul. And so if you wipe off the opinions, you will be able to see the pure soul in your friend and the person who torments you. And so this is such a simple Samayik, so simple. Close your eyes. If you cannot see the pure soul in that person, there is an opinion, period. Really, he is a pure soul by relative self. He is only just the complex. It's all relative complex only. But you are picking up something and making an opinion out of it. So let us take it that way. So, it's simple. Do you want to make it a difficult Samayik or a simple Samayik? Let us do a simple Samayik. Yeah, to see the pure soul, it is a very beautiful thing. To see, to be the self and to see the S capital self is a very great thing. It is a very beautiful thing, but you will have to come there someday. But until then, let us start wiping off the opinions that you have within the S small self. And then you will rise higher in your ability and vision to be able to see the S capital self in other people. The more you see the S capital self, the more you are in Agna too, the more you will be able to see the self. And you will be able to see the Prakriti. So it is a very beautiful Agna, Agna 1 and 2, relative and real. And then also sometimes, Dadashi says, sometimes spend 10 minutes doing Swarupa Bhajna. The Bhajna, Dada Bhagwan. Asim Jai Jai Karho. Because sometimes if you are seeing a lot of faults in this mistakes in this Pratikraman Parayan, then you might get depressed. So therefore take a little break and say, and so then read some of the beautiful sentences in Charanvidhi and rise higher to the level where you are. Also do some Asim Jai Jai Karho. Relax, don't become too intense in this Parayan and don't get too involved in the very subtle layers of the mistakes that are happening that you are digging out, and come back to who you really are by reading the Charanam. I am absolute soul, I am eternal, I am infinite knowledge, all these qualities of the middle section of the Charanvidhi. I am infinite bliss, I am this. Do it for 15 to 20 minutes. So 15 minutes of, 10 minutes of Asim Jai Jai Kar, 10 minutes of the Charanvidhi, and the formula is very good. And then 10 or 15 minutes of seeing the faults of the faults within a small self that sees the faults of others. And then gradually increase it every day. And then do the Shuddhatmana. I am pure soul. I am infinite soul. I am infinite energy. I am the knower of it all. I am the blissful one. I am eternal. I can never fall, I can never be hurt, I can never hurt anyone, I am beyond pain. Say it for 15, 20, 25 times. That is Swarupa Bhajana. You are affirming who you are, you are saying who you are. Swarupa Bhajana is very important, it is very critical, it will raise you high. Otherwise, if you just try to wash off the Prakriti, you are actually in the washerman mode and the washerwoman mode, whereas really, you really need to be on this side. The more you remain on this side of the line, the easier it will be for you to see the faults of the Prakriti, and then you'll be able to see the very subtle levels of mistakes within the non-self complex. You'll be able to see the mistakes and the nature of the mistakes as they arise or as they exist within you, and then thereby rise higher within. slowly, just as I am absolutely pure, my friend is absolutely pure, my enemy too is absolutely pure, he is as pure as I am, he has got the same kind of infinite energies, even though he may or may not be enlightened. This is the approach of the vision that you should have. And today let us split the Samayik therefore into the seeing the pure soul only, see the pure soul in everyone. Today see the pure soul in everyone. As you're walking, see the self in everyone. Dear, and also you can, if you need to, you can do the splitting Samayik which is in the blue book. Dear Lord, you are separate, I and this Chandu is separate, you are eternal, Siddhartha is temporary, you are permanent, etc. So the three level Samayik, you can do the splitting. And sometimes you can take a little break when a sticky file comes again to the separation. Dear pure soul, you're separate. Gayatri is separate. You're pure. She is temporary. Blah, blah, etc. You know, so you can do all of those things and do the separation. And then take everyone that you meet. And then as you close your eyes, people, whenever you're free, this is called the Samayik of the Shuddhatma. The title of the Samayik, seeing the self and being the self. Seeing the S capital self, not seeing the small self, which is the routine Samayik. Now you're seeing the self in everyone that you've met in your life. Every day, it's, yeah, whenever you have a little time, close your eyes and start seeing the self of the people that you met this morning. And then, what kind of Shuddhatma he is? What kind of pure soul is? He is absolutely beyond pain. He can never be hurt. What kind of... he is eternal. Who is he really? He has got an infinite vision too. What? Who is he really? He is the blissful one. I'm not hurting him. What is this idea that you're hurting him? You're really not hurting him. You think you're hurting, but it's really, it is the non-self complex that is being hurt. His beliefs that are being hurt. He is... You can never fall. He is a guru lagu. He can never... he is beyond rag and dvesh. He is eternal. He is ajar. He is eternal. This moha, this illusion is the temporary one. When you recite these beautiful energies and the qualities of the self, then the prakriti will automatically melt away. The other person's prakriti will also melt away. So by seeing the self in your close companion, these are eight, all these eight. Anant Shakti, Anant Virya, Avyabhad Swarup, I'm Aguru Lagu. These are all Amurta, I'm formless, I am beyond pain, I never fall. I am beyond any status, I am beyond any worldly respect and disrespect, I am beyond any worldly pain and suffering, I am beyond suffering of pain, I am beyond suffering of pain and pleasure. And in knowing infinite objects in this universe, infinite phases have arisen, and against them I am the blissful knower and seer. Set this in infinite visions that have arisen in this world, infinite phases arise in front of this vision, infinite experiences arise in this, and amidst them all, I am the blissful knower, seer of it all. I am the blissful drashta. Each of these sentences are so magnificent that they will lift you up exactly with the exactness, and it will make you totally independent, never to put your foot and rely on anything that is a relative. So Swarupa Bhajana is very much more than just reading, singing Dada Bhagwana Sinja Jekarho. This is the real energizing bhajana, the praying to the S capital self, being the self, and now E experiencing the self, E capital, S capital, being the self and experiencing the self through Swarupa Bhajana. You are now talking about the qualities of the self only, and you are reciting the quality of the self with the full conviction, and therefore then from this vantage, see file number one, and they say, file number one, where are you in the junk? This is the freedom, this is the muktata. Muktata is a relative interim state where there is a sense of freedom. I am free indeed in this world. Yes, so by reciting these highest sentences of the Gnan Vidhi, and you will attain a sense of freedom while you are living, Jivan Mukta Dasha, and you will be in the Mukta Dasha, and with this Mukta state, it will be easy for you to get rid of this tiny stuff of the Atikramans that is happening through the peripheral file number one. And so remain in that state. And today we are going to do that Samayik. Today that Samayik, we are not going to be doing any Pratikraman. We are going to see the self only. And then there is a second part. Then as you do the Gnanvidhi sentences, then once you have entrenched here, when you have come here, then you can go into this Pratikraman mode. But we are not going to go into the Pratikraman mode today. In the Samayik today, we are just going to do the Swarupa Bhajana. And then as every person that comes across you, just as you are beyond pain and not rendering any pain, that person that you thought up until now was tormenting you, causing you problems, he is beyond pain too. He is not causing the pain that you think he is causing you. He is simply, and so the more, and therefore he will be able to separate him completely from it, and then you are sending the sense. Then again, every time, pick up, I am infinite bliss, and therefore the other person is also full of bliss. I am beyond pain, therefore the other person is also beyond pain. He is not causing pain. I do not cause anybody any pain, so the other person is not causing any pain to anyone. Why am I in this wrong, error, mistakes? And then periodically you can convert converts with the pure soul within that dear pure soul within that person, you know, the you are separate, and this relative self is separate, you are eternal, this thing is this is temporary, you are separate, and etc. So let us, this Vidhi is in the blue book. Why is it that you are not able to see the pure soul in yourself and the other person? Is because the opinions kick in. And once you are able to become free from the opinions, then the whole pure soul will arise in front of you. Why are the opinions are there? That is because of the filled junk of Siddharth, Nada and Patrick, and therefore be done with those things. As you become free from the opinions, the whole pure soul will rise in its all glory in front of you. So whenever you have free time, you can do this, because whenever you're free, you can close your eyes and you know, thousands of pure souls will start walking in front of you. You can see them in front of your own eyes. And this is, therefore, this is an excellent samayik to do when, as you are doing the focused samayik of washing of the guilt and the mistakes of the guilt, and then there is a sense of tension, and so this is a very releasing samayik. This is just, you're just going to see, close your eyes, you can go see the pure souls in your parents, in your close relatives, and then all the as from childhood onwards, whoever you met in your high school, in your college, at your co-work levels, and then if you have married, all your in-laws and her family members, etc., then the friends and members, and then all the people whoever comes in your inner vision, look at their pure souls, and so you're going to see the pure souls in them. And it's easy, it's so easy. You are the seer. Just see the self and the others. See the pure soul. We will just see the pure soul. And this is an eternal thing. It's a continuous thing. All day long, as you're sitting, got nothing to do, you're sitting on the bench, you know. And just see the pure soul in the people that are. Is it going for a walk, which is beneficial to you? See the pure souls of the other person that come across your path. You see, so you're driving, and you see so many people in the other car on the highway, freeway. See the pure souls in other people. So this is, you know, because you're so busy doing pratikraman, you're really actually making that other person do pratikraman, you've forgotten the main thing. You need to make, you want to accomplish the siddhi of the five agnas. You want to make, you become absolutely instilled in the five agnas, and this is a relative real, is this seeing, is you're applying the two agnas in the agna of seeing the self. And this is going to give you tremendous support for the self, and it is going to move you in the direction of the S capital self only. Let us do a very beautiful Vidhi now. Dear Dada Bhagwan, hey Sri Simandar Swami Prabhu, my dear Lord Simandar Swami Prabhu, with the exact applied awareness of the Shuddha Upyog, the applied awareness, in my life, whatever human beings, every individual, let me see that relative view, by the relative viewpoint and the real viewpoint, and by the real viewpoint too, let me see them through as a pure self only. Let me do such a samayik. Let me do this samayik. And so the atma is its pure soul qualities. Let me see the pure soul qualities in that other person also. Let me do such a siddhi of the samayik. Grant me such energies. I surrender these mind, speech and body, all illusions related to this name, bhav karma, charging karma, dravya karma, discharging karma at the subtle level, no karma, gross discharging karma. O Dada Bhagwan, I surrender them at your divine lotus feet. I am surrendering them totally. Shuddhatma, 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 Do a deep samayik, go deep into it. See samayik, see the pure soul in everyone, and see the mangardas also relative ma. You can see the peripheral mark, and you can if there's something very deep that arises, also do the pratikama at the same time if you need to. Do a very beautiful samayik of the self. Seeing the self and make notes of all of these experiments particularly, and whenever you have time, if there is some residual animosity remaining, then go into the samayik of animosity relationships, and then this one. And as you do all of these things in different ways, you will rise higher into your awareness, and so we will rise higher into the awareness of the self and be done with it. Let us do a beautiful samayik and make notes. You are free to feel free to open your eyes, make notes as you need to. There is no fixed order in which to do the samayik. Do it. Okay, let us start seeing the pure souls in others now. Jai Sachidananda.